Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Though he wasn't all that old. And now poor Rebecca and Kevin, they've got nobody.
Well, they have us. They have you and Brendan and me, two aunts and an uncle. Oh. We'll have to be their family now.
Where did you find them, Brendan? She's much too good for you.
Rebecca, Kevin, the entire Boston Fire Department wishes to express its deepest sympathy on the death of your father, Patrick Casey. In recognition of your father's bravery, I'm presenting you with this helmet.
Thank you.
Rebecca, can I say a couple of words?
Sure.
Your father was a special friend to me. I'm going to miss the pleasure of his company. He probably never told you this, but he saved my neck more than once. I want you to know, Rebecca, Kevin, if you ever need anything, and I mean anything, please call on me. God bless.
Matt, it's good to see you.
Sandy called me. I'm really sorry about your father.
Thanks for coming. How are you?
Fine. How's life in San Francisco?
School's tough, but I like it.
That's good. Are you going back or staying? Or...
I don't know. At this point, I just don't know.
Listen, I can't stay. I just came by for a second to pay my respects.
Thanks.
Take care, Becky.
Thank you, Matt. Sandy? Sandy, where have you been? I've been worried about you. I've been calling and calling.
Sorry. I haven't been home.
What is it? Did Jack hit you again?
No. No, we talked. He's promised never to do it again.
You mean you're going back to him?
I guess so.
Real sorry to hear about your dad.
Thanks, Jack.
Let's go.
I'll call you.
May God bless and keep our brother Patrick Casey. Amen.
My father was a good father. He cared about us. He had a big heart. He had a hard life after he got hurt in the fire. And if I added to his burden, I'm sorry. sorry if I did. I'm gonna miss him.
My father had dreams. Not big dreams. But small ones. He wanted to go fishing. One of those deep sea fishing boats. But somehow he never did. He dreamed of having a house. Not a big house, just a little one with a garden. But that never happened either. He had dreams for Kevin and me too. Maybe we disappointed him with our crazy ideas. I'm sorry, Dad, if we did. You always cared for us and loved us and provided a shoulder to lean on. And that has made our journey easier. I hope you find your dreams now. Maybe fishing. Or working in the garden with Mom. Bye, Dad.
The Boston Fire Department came and gave the family a helmet.
Rebecca, Kevin, the entire Boston Fire Department wishes to express its deepest sympathy on the death of your father, Patrick Casey.
In recognition of your father's bravery, I'm presenting you this helmet.
Thank you.
Sandy looks terrible.
I can't believe she's still with Jack.
What is it? Did Jack hit you again?
No. No, we talked. He's promised never to do it again.
You mean you're going back to him?
I guess so.
Real sorry to hear about your dad.
Thanks, Jack.
Let's go.
Rebecca gave a very moving eulogy about her father.
He had dreams for Kevin and me, too. Maybe we disappointed him with our crazy ideas. I'm sorry, Dad, if we did. I hope you find your dreams now.
This episode reminds me a lot of my own experience. My father died. My parents actually died when I was young. And we didn't want to have a big elaborate funeral or anything like that, but we did have a wake, and all the friends came, and my parents, they were a lot of fun, and they had a very good time in their lives, and I think they would have wanted that. It was very sad, but people were together, it was very warm, everybody had food and drink, and
this is at the wake?
At the wake, uh-huh. Yes.
What's a wake?
A wake is, I don't know if they do it in your culture, but in my country, in Argentina, it's usually done, is right before the funeral, before you go to bury the person, all the friends come, and they get together, and they sit around, and usually somebody's house, somebody who has a big house, and they have something to eat, and they drink, and they do a bit of a celebration of the life of the person, mm-hmm. rather than celebrate and mourn the death. Mm-hmm. They're yeah. sad, but they want to celebrate life.
I got a phone call from my family back in Mexico telling me that my father had died. I cannot find words to tell you how I felt. I felt like I was a little kid, and I felt very guilty. I felt so many things. So I had a chance to be with him on his last months and talk to him and talked about death. It was the only time that truly we had a communication among father and daughter that I never had it for 17 years. You know, I was just following orders and say no, say yes, do this, do that, da da da. This is good, this is bad, and just trying to be the perfect kid. When I left my home to come to the United States, it was about when I was 17 years old. And when I decided to pursue the career in music, when I was about 14 years old, he was very opposed to it. And many things that I was doing in my life, he was very negative about it. I never had the support. So I never had that kind of relationship that you want to have with your parents. So I felt a great deal.
Rebecca's story brought for me some of my own memories. A couple years ago, my father passed away, died, and he had been sick for about a year with cancer. And we, as a family, had the chance to prepare ourselves with him to his dying. And unlike Rebecca, for us it was a longer process because my father was sick for a year, and also he did not die in the hospital, but he died at home. And we were very fortunate because the day that he died, we were all there. So it was similar but different in terms of an experience.
I'll get it.
Dear Rebecca and Kevin, we are very sorry to hear of your father's passing. If there's anything we can do, please let us know. We have made a donation to the American Heart Association in memory of your father. You are in our prayers. With warm wishes, the O'Neills.
It's probably better than sending flowers. A donation will do some good.
That was Mrs. Peterson. She dropped this casserole off for us.
That was very nice of her. She's always been a considerate neighbor. You might as well put that in the fridge.
I'm going to change.
Kevin, do you want to look at some of these cards? I feel so sorry for Kevin. Is he always this quiet? No. He's usually talkative, so enthusiastic.
He hardly knew his mother. And now his father's gone. It's hard to lose both parents when you're so young.
How old is Kevin? Almost 18.
Does he know what he's going to do?
I don't think he has a clue. He doesn't like to plan very much.
Well, what about you? You're going back to school, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to. But I feel responsible for Kevin. I can't leave him here alone, and we have a lot of bills to pay. This note is from my godmother. I was staying with her in San Francisco. I'll have to let her know soon whether or not I'll be back.
Hon, we should talk about how we can help.
Oh, you've already been helpful, Uncle Brendan.
I feel bad that Patrick and I didn't come to a reconciliation sooner.
It's been so good to have you here. I don't know how I would have gotten through all of this without you.
Well, you must be exhausted. Now, is there anything else we can do before we go back to the hotel?
No. But thanks for asking.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow.
I'll call you in the morning.
This mural is new, isn't it? Ah, this neighborhood sure is changing.
Yeah.
Kev, you've been so quiet. You all right? You miss Dad, don't you?
I don't know.
doesn't feel real yet. It's like he just went away for the weekend.
Yeah, but he's not coming back.
No kidding. What would I do without a big sister to tell me everything?
Sorry. Have you thought about what you're gonna do?
Sure. First, I'm gonna become a millionaire. Then I'm getting
I'm serious. We both have to decide what we're gonna do.
You know what you're gonna do. You're going back to college in California. Aren't you?
I'm not sure. I can't leave you here alone.
Here we go again. Big sister butts in. Why not? Remember, I'm almost 18. I have a job, an apartment.
Can you afford the rent on the apartment?
I don't know. How much is it? I'm hardworking. I'll get a second job if I have to. You should go back to San Francisco.
I don't know if I can right now.
Why not? Because of me.
Because of a lot of things. Dad said that he wanted you to go to college, get a degree.
Maybe I don't want to go to college. I just got out of school. Anyway, how can we afford it?
Kevin, you have to get an education so that you can make a living. Don't let the cost stop you. We'll get you a student loan or financial aid or something.
Beck, go back to San Francisco. You don't have to take care of me anymore. I'm not a baby, and you're not my mother.
I know you're not a baby. But you're my brother. And you're the only real family I have right now. Could I persuade you to come back to San Francisco with me?
Get serious. Why the heck would I do that?
I am serious. We both have to figure out what we're going to do together and soon. Let's get a pizza. We'll take it home. We'll write down all our options and decide then. What do you say?
I suppose so. How much do the bills add up to?
I don't know yet. Not all the doctor and hospital bills are covered by the HMO. And the funeral alone cost $4,000.
Cost how much? $4,000?
You know, you're supposed to get some money from Dad's disability policy because you're under 18.
That's good, but I won't be 17 for long. How much is in the savings account?
Not much. Just a few hundred dollars.
What about his insurance policy?
What insurance?
I don't know. He used to talk about his insurance. I guess he has some insurance policy.
Never mentioned it to me. I don't think you like to talk about things like that. Where would it be?
In his room?
Makes me sad to come in here.
These shirts must be 20 years old.
Maybe that's what he meant when he said waste not, want not. We could give some things to the Salvation Army.
Look at this.
Open it.
papers. A photo. Our cousins in Ireland. Someday I'd like to go to Ireland.
They look like you, don't they? Everyone says I look like Mom's side of the family.
Frank Wells reflects on the story.
But I miss Patrick. He was a heck of a guy. Funerals. I guess it's just one more lousy thing about getting old. You end up going to a lot of funerals. Saying goodbye to old friends.
Rebecca, can I say a couple of words?
Sure.
Your father was a special friend to me. I'm going to miss the pleasure of his company. He probably never told you this, but he saved my neck more than once. I want you to know, Rebecca, Kevin, if you ever need anything, and I mean anything, please call on me.
Patrick was a good man. Everyone knew it.
Rebecca, Kevin, the entire Boston Fire Department wishes to express its deepest sympathy on the death of your father, Patrick Casey.
In recognition of your father's bravery, I'm presenting you with this helmet.
Thank you.
My wife, God rest her soul, and used to say that there was a good side to funerals, that you get to meet up with your past. Of course, for me, that was always another lousy thing about funerals. I haven't seen that Brendan Casey since we were all boys growing up around the neighborhood. Yeah, we all raised a lot of hell in those days. And he went into service and didn't come back. Left Boston, just like that. Sure married a pretty woman.
Oh, this is my wife, Anne, and this is Molly, Margaret's aunt.
Oh,
hello, Anne.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
It was a good service. Lots of nice speeches. My age, you can't help but wonder what it's going to be like when you go. Always said I wanted a big party. Hey, you know, lots of people, food and drink, of course, and some laughing and some crying. With all my friends going, there won't be anybody left for the party. Except my own kids. It's hard on the kids when the parents go.
Bye, Dad.
I hope Rebecca and Kevin will be okay. I know they'll miss Patrick. So will I. Goodbye, old friend.
Látogassanak el velünk a királyok, császárok és főurak egykori rezidenciáira. Európa gyönyörű kastélyaiban és előkelő palotáiban sétálva életre kel a történelem, és megelevenedik a múlt. A sorozat befejező részében 6. Kelemen palotáit ismerhetjük meg. Európa kastélyai. Pénteken 14:55 az M2-n.